We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. I have just read from the King James Version. After Innocent accepted the Lord Jesus, there were many things about the kingdom of God he did not understand. But unlike many believers today, he sought to understand them. Innocent wanted to walk in the reality of God's power, since he once read in his Bible that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Because of this desire to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God, he developed a great hunger for the word. Anywhere he heard that the word of God was taught sincerely, he would listen. He bought many books and spent money to attend conferences. He downloaded hundreds of sermons and listened to them. He read the Bible daily and sought to pray more and more. As time passed, even Innocent did not realize how much he had grown until he met the person who led him to the Lord when they were on campus. This person had to confess that Innocent now understood many things he did not know, and as a result, walked more in the reality of God and his power than most believers he knew. Those who seek the kingdom of God as their first priority cannot remain at the same level as those who do not. See Matthew 11:12. Today's Bible verses capture part of Paul's prayer for the saints everywhere. It is the desire of God that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. This is when we can know the riches of our inheritance and the exceeding greatness of God's power made available to us. Note that today's verses did not say that we may know about the riches of our inheritance. It says that we may know the riches of our inheritance. There is a difference between knowing about someone and knowing that person. Knowing involves personal experience, while one can know about someone by merely reading or studying from afar. When the eyes of our understanding are truly enlightened, we will not just know about the riches of our inheritance and the power thereof. We will begin to experience a foretaste of these things and, as a result, groan in expectant hope as we await the resurrection, which will usher us into the fullness of them. See Romans 8:23, Philippians 3:20-21. Go into today knowing that any believer who still has a worldly outlook on life and lives primarily for this world rather than for God's kingdom is walking in spiritual ignorance and has shortchanged himself. Such an outlook limits our ability to know the riches of our inheritance and the power thereof. Prayer. Lord, please enlighten the eyes of my understanding and help me know the riches of my inheritance in you. Deliver me from every distraction, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Matthew 20-22. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.